Yeah, I think it's very interesting. It seems to be the press, or the rumours from the press, seem to be coming from local sources around Wolfsburg, which is usually a good sign that there's something afoot. So I think the rumours that really are worth keeping or bearing in mind quite seriously. But the move itself would be quite interesting. David has obviously gone over to England and seems to be doing a very good job. I must admit some ignorance as to how much have I watched that part of the English football level, but he seems to be doing a very good job, and it would be quite surprising to see him give that up to move to Wolfsburg right now, which are very much a club that seem to be, well, some in Germany would go as far as to suggest terminal decline. But if he does move back to Germany, to Wolfsburg, then it'd certainly be something quite interesting to see what he, as a young, talented coach, can do.
I was going to say, Stefan, because I remember quite a few years ago there seemed to be a bit of a football institution, but looking at the table recently, and it doesn't seem that they are the sort of institution that they once were.
Yeah, well, I mean, even you only have to go back as far as maybe February or April when they were, of course, in the Champions League playing against Real Madrid. And I think that was probably, the final stages of what was. We have very recently sacked their sporting director, Klaus Allofs, who's been at the club since about 2011. And he was, the living, breathing embodiment of the club's ambition to be one of the best clubs in Germany. And of course, they did that very briefly when they were challenging Bayern Munich or Pep Guardiola's Bayern when Borussia Dortmund were still struggling to get over Jurgen Klopp. But it seems as though things are very quickly beginning to fall apart. They've signed Julian Draxler from Schalke to replace Kevin De Bruyne. Now, that hasn't worked out. He seems to be constantly arguing with the club. There are rumours in Germany that Volkswagen are cutting the funding for the club. And there are a whole other bunch of issues as well. There's also stories this week that Wolscheid, the defender from Stoke, who's on loan from the Premier League club, has also been banned or given a one-match ban because of fighting with coaching staff. So everything at the club at the moment does not seem to be going well at all. So it would certainly take a brave man to walk in there and think he can turn things around.
Yeah, very much seems that way. And I was also wondering, Stefan, as well, with the Christmas break over in the Bundesliga, is this the sort of time now that you sort of see managerial changes over in Germany?
Yeah, I think we might do, actually. Interestingly enough, Wolfsburg are actually playing Gladbach tonight, and both managers are most likely up for, or at least serious debate amongst the boardroom at each club. Andre Schubert, Gladbach, looks like he might be running out of time, and Valerian Ismail, who was the first interim coach who came in at Wolfsburg, hasn't really done too much himself. And of course, obviously, he might get moved on as well. But we have seen almost unprecedented amounts of managerial sackings this season. I think there's already been at least six. And that's largely down to the fact that a lot of the minor clubs, like Hertha Berlin, like Cologne, and of course, RB Leipzig, have really boosted up the league table, and they're really pushing these more cemented, established clubs down the league, the order, and of course that means that it makes very nervous chairman. And of course, the easiest thing I guess to do in football these days is to sack the coach rather than try and work things out.
Ah, that is very true. And just on Wolfsburg as well, because obviously over at Huddersfield Town, he's been given quite a lot of time. Obviously, it's a project that he seems to be undertaking there, and I was wondering if it's the sort of place where he might be given time, because I'm not sure how long the current manager's been in place for, but it doesn't seem that he would be given the sort of time that he would get in football over in this country.
I mean, it's a very good question. I mean, it's quite hard to actually answer because Wolfsburg still don't actually have a new sporting director who, in Germany, traditionally works above the manager and fires and hires coaches. If they still had Klaus Allofs in charge, I would say he'd be given plenty of time. He's famously the coach who brought Werder Bremen up. He's a man who helped train Mesut Ozil into the player he is now, and he's a man who enjoys really developing young players. And the last coach, Dieter Hecking, is one that wasn't really well regarded in German football as one who could have taken Wolfsburg on, but he was given at least 2 years to prove himself. But it seems as though if he does come in, David Wagner, that is, then he might be given the time to actually turn things around. The club have already begun to try to turn things around, it would seem, They have spent about 12 million euros on a youngster from Ajax called Richiel Bazour, the midfielder. So they are spending money. And you have to also remember, they do still have a very talented squad. So, you know, if they get their man in, or the man they deem to be the man to turn things around, then I can imagine to be given a fair amount of time, assuming he can, of course, avoid relegation.
Ah, that is very true. And Stefan, as well, looking elsewhere in the Bundesliga, it really has been a very exciting season. I imagine Red Bull Leipzig, that's probably been the story of the Bundesliga so far.
Yeah, I think undoubtedly. I think everyone expected Leipzig to be a little more than just a newly promoted club. But I don't think anyone really expected them to go on and very much challenge Bayern Munich. I think if you have anyone listening who's even slightly inclined to the league, I really couldn't implore them more to, you know, watch the TVs tomorrow night. Leipzig are playing Bayern Munich, and believe it or not, that really is going to be a title challenger to an extent. Whoever wins that game will be top of the league table over the Christmas break. And I think Leipzig deserve credit for that. They're not the most famous club or the most popular club in Germany. That's been well documented, I think, on either side of the English Channel. But they are playing outstanding football with young players and a coach in Ralf Hasenhüttl, who has really begun to claim some real joy from critics, because he's been linked with, for example, the Arsenal job simply because of the good work he's doing. So I think Leipzig on the park are something really to celebrate, and is really adding to a really nice title challenge in the German league this season.
I was going to say, do you think that's going to be do you think that's good for the Bundesliga as well, to sort of maybe break that monopoly of Bayern Munich winning it a little bit?
Yeah, I think it does. I think most German fans would undoubtedly rather it was a more traditional club, like maybe like Borussia Dortmund or Schalke perhaps. But at the very end of the day, beggars can't be choosers to a certain extent. And Borussia Dortmund at the moment seems as though they're still going through a transition period with Thomas Tuchel. They, of course, sold a number of their key players. Henrik Mkhitaryan, probably the most obvious one to your listeners. So without Borussia Dortmund there to challenge Bayern, it's really important that the league do have someone who can actually offer some genuine challenge to Bayern Munich. And, of course, Bayern at the moment don't look the usual perfect self. Carlo Ancelotti has had some growing pains since he moved into the job. So it has made for some really interesting viewing this year. And I know the league does get a lot of stick for being a one-team league, but there's a lot more to it, I think. And Leipzig are a perfect example of it.
Yeah, very much seems that way. Stefan, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytime today.
Again, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.